Welcome everybody on BBS Radio. This is Dharmananda here. Wynn's not here yet on the line, so greetings to all of you on the internet on BBS. Hayes isn't here either. I guess I'm doing the greeting tonight. Yeah, as far as, I don't know anything about the taxes at all because I don't file taxes anymore.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. I got another call coming through. I'm gonna have to pause my participation here for just a second, okay?
All right,
we'll see you in a minute.
Hi, welcome to the Monday Night Call. Can you please say your name and location if you want to?
Yes, hi, this is Prudy.
Hello,
I can take over if you'd like, unless you want to keep going.
All right, go ahead.
Is this Cecil?
No, Dharmananda.
Oh, Dharmananda. Ooh,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
There's one other person on the call so far, and we're on BBS already.
Right. Okay, yeah, I just got a text from Hayes, so thank you very much.
Okay, and I agree with the people on BBS for you, too.
Oh, goody. Okay, so we're on BBS.
Yep. Everyone's late today.
Yeah. How's the weather by you?
Well, it's cool here. You say the weather?
Yeah, the weather. Yeah, it's cool here and windy.
Yeah, it's cool. Not very windy. It rained a little bit yesterday.
Good evening and welcome to the Monday Night Call with Wynn Free and Terry Brown. Would you like to share your name and location?
Hi, it's Todd. This is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And this is Wynn in Sedona.
Wynn. Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
Hi. We have Dharmananda on the line with us. Good evening and welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to share your name and location?
Hello, Prudence. This is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry in Dallas.
Hi. Tried to call early so I could get through. Some nights I can't get in. It won't accept any kind of access code.
Ooh.
I know it.
And I think there's other numbers. I don't know if I have them. I know Hayes does.
I tried once on a different phone, and it helped. So it could be cell phones aren't working in my area for that.
Ah. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to share your name and location?
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hi, Prudy.
Yes.
I think I heard Wynn come in. Hey, this is Brian from Michigan. I came on with Dharmananda earlier, but I had to take another call, so I was letting you know I'm back.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Good evening, and welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to share your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hello.
And we welcome our BBS callers that are joining us on the line tonight on the Monday Night Call with Wynn Free and Terry Brown. And welcome our next caller to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to share your name and location? But only if you want to. I think I know who that is. Good evening and welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to share your name and location?
Hello, Anna Kentwah.
Anna in Kentwah, hello.
Hello, dear.
Good evening and welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to share your name and location?
Yes. Greetings, Prudy. I'm out here in Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, dear. Oh, boy.
Hi.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing pretty good. Better all the time.
Yay. If you're doing any better, you'd have to be twins, huh?
Good evening and welcome to the Monday night call. Would you like to share your name and location?
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Prudy, everybody.
Hello, Don.
How you doing?
Hi.
And again, we'd like to welcome our callers listening in on BBS Radio. Thank you for joining us. This is the Monday night call with Lynn Free and Terry Brown. Thank you for joining us. Would you like to share your name and location?
It's Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. This is Prudy in Asheville, North Carolina.
Hi, Prudy.
Hello. Roger.
What are you doing down in Asheville? What do you do down there?
I am looking for a house.
Uh-huh.
And alternative medical treatments.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Big art town. There's been some galleries down there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Big art district. Lots to do here.
There's some guy who, like, owned, everybody complained. It's not everybody complained about it. He owned, like, a lot of galleries, and they're complaining he owned, like, half of Asheville. I don't know if he's still around anymore. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I don't know the local juice yet.
Uh-huh.
Was he a Vanderbilt?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think the Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Yeah, they got that that big giant mansion down there.
Yes, they do. Good evening and welcome to the Monday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Eric in New York.
Hello, Eric. Welcome.
Hi.
This is Prudy in Asheville, North Carolina. Yeah, the weather's been 75 one day and then 45 the next, and heavy winds and then beautiful. It's like all seasons all rolled into one week.
Gotta love Mother Nature in the spring.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you do.
Our high today was like 34.
Yeah, chilly up by you. Do you have the winds, Don?
Yeah, it was windy.
Windy, yeah.
Very, very unpleasant out there. Is that running some errands?
Good evening, and welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to share your name and location?
Sure, hi. This is Brenda from D.C. How are you?
Well, hello, Brenda. I'm great. It's Prudy in North Carolina.
And how are you doing? Good?
Yeah, I'm doing quite well, thanks.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
That was interesting on Sunday when I got to ask a question to Terry while she was in channeling mode.
Yeah, yeah. Live Q&A.
Yeah.
Taking the show to new heights.
Yeah, you should take the opportunity. It's pretty interesting.
It is pretty interesting. Live with the Elohim. I heard they're called the Mighty Ones of Old. Mighty Ones from Heaven. Yeah. Right?
Some people.
Now, are they cherubim and seraphim a part of that group?
I defer to Terry.
I think it's all religious terminology.
Okay.
You know, you really just have to ask Wynn. I can't speak for them. Wynn and Terry.
Yeah.
Questions. But for the relationship with us, they just basically say that they want to be, they're like our friends for another dimension, sort of. They don't want to be worshipped or anything.
Right. I just thought maybe, okay, yeah, I just thought maybe because they ended in an I am that they were related.
This conference is being recorded.
Oh.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are unmuted.
I don't hear anybody. Are you there?
I'm here.
I don't hear anything.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Someone started the recording already.
Yeah, I don't know why. Are Wynn and Terry on? I haven't heard either of them.
Yeah, we're
they
here.
Did check in.
Oh, okay.
Wynn, are you there? Wynn?
Here we go. I'm here. All right.
Your conference recording has stopped.
I must have hit my own mute button. Sorry. Hang on. Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 16th, 2018, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and our Monday night call. And hello to everybody. Hello to everybody on BBS. And I want to make a statement that we may not continue on BBS. I'm not sure if it's necessary. We do our calls on the conference calls, and then we have our replays. And I guess it's nice for some people to listen live, but we pay a lot of money to do it. And unless we get donations from people who are listening on BBS who really want that to happen, I don't think it makes sense to continue because I'm not even sure we're like a radio show. In other words, this is not a show that is, it can be entertaining, but we have a group of people who kind of know what we're doing and are endeared with us. And if somebody new comes on and I do a normal show, except for the Wednesday show where people can ask questions, but if I do a normal show, then there's a good chance they won't know what we're talking about, okay? Because this has been a long-term education for a lot of people, as well as myself and Terry. And so I just wanted to say that. So pay attention. It's still up in the air what I'm going to do. And BBS has been very gracious about letting our bill run up, but I don't want to continue it. And, you know, another thing is I have a dual role as I see it, okay? And one of the parts of that is to give support to the people who are attracted to our work. And the other part is to be a public figure introducing this to the public. However, I would do that. You know, we did that on George Norrie, had quite a run, and many of you came from George Norrie. And I'm writing another book, Terry's writing a book, and many of you have noted in the past months that there were times when my energy was really down and sleepy because I had too much on my plate between earning a living and bringing money in, since we aren't charging for any of this work we're doing, between earning money, between taking care of Terry, and between maintaining everything. And we do have volunteers that have been helping, and I thank all of them, from Prudence to Hive to Michelle, who's been doing some transcripts. So
Hang on a second. Let me mute everybody here. Hang on. Mute the dings. Okay. So, pay attention. If you're on BBS Radio, make sure you sign up to one of our mailing lists. If you go to intelligent-infinity.com and you never signed up for that, sign up and you'll get notices, okay, for things that are going on. And if you want our conference call schedule with the phone numbers, it's conference.intelligent-infinity.com. conference.intelligent-infinity.com. And Whole Planet Healing, which we do every night at 7 o'clock, has a website dedicated to it, which has the phone number, which is wholeplanethealing.com. And that's easy enough to remember. Okay, so just mentioning all that to get started. And I thought I wanted to do a talk on the call we did yesterday, where Terry did this extraordinary channeling, and there were some bits of information that came in that were a little bit surprising. And sometimes when you get caught up in listening, you miss things. So I wanted to go through them tonight. And any of you have any comments?
Yeah, I agree. There's some very interesting tidbits in there.
Right. You know, one of the things about life and evolution is that each of us has, I guess I could call it, a responsibility.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
To be able to internalize all that we're sharing and make their life change. And I think everyone that attends our calls regularly on some level has had something shift in their life. And since everyone's different, it's going to be different for everybody. I think that there is this aspect of having a knowingness about the other side and how the other side works, and knowing that you continue rather than just having an opinion about it. There's at least that's happened for me, certainly. And also learning to have trust for these sources that talk to us. And trust is something that can only develop over time. And it's easy to give up your power to a source that has an exalted name. And that's one of the reasons I say the source identifies himself as the Elohim. But I really don't want people to believe it. I want people to kick the tires. to listen to it, to listen to them over a period of time and get their frequency, to feel the energy, to take in the wisdom, to have things that contribute to your life, not just to be a follower of the Elohim. They don't want that. They are a helper. They are a guide. In a sense, Terry and I are helpers and guides, and we're still in 3D, and we still have our 3D stuff that we go through. And I will tell you, since Terry went through her cancer thing, she has let go of more patterns than I can count. She is becoming more present. She's becoming more aware. And so am I. It was an exercise for me to dedicate myself, to say, I'm going to make sure she lives. And that was a big thing to say, because I didn't have to do that. I could have said, first of all, when I said I was going to do that, I said, I hope I can do that. What if I can't? Well, I'm just not going to pay attention to what if I can't. I'm going to do it. And there's been times in my life where I decided to do something that was impossible, and I said, I'm just going to do it, and I did it. And I still have that ability to make things happen. So, in any case, Terry, are you there? Let's see if she's unmuted. Hello, Terry. Oh, wait. You're muted over here. Here we go.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you're muted again. Hang on. There we go.
Muted. Unmuted.
Okay, you're unmuted.
Yeah.
You know, we really have become a family and a community. And there's always another step, a next step. And we are getting constant keys. And Terry.
Yeah.
What have you experienced yourself? I mean, I know you have. I don't know if you can put it into words. Have you experienced shifts in yourself since this whole healing of this thing?
Well, I'm made it. Like, when it happened, I was letting go of some really heavy stuff, and I couldn't even walk. I was so exterior to my body, I kept just about falling over.
I was dragging her around with her arm around my shoulder in that period of time.
Yeah, you had to drag me places if I went.
I said, how am we ever going to get through this? You know? I don't even know what I'm doing.
You had to practically carry me in two places if we went in somewhere.
Yeah.
But gradually, I recovered. And I let go of a lot of really stuff that was holding me there.
You know, one of the reasons our finances fell was because Terry does a good part of the grounding of the business we're doing. And, you know, our pendant and wand business. And she was getting incompetent to do that. And she couldn't remember things. And I thought we were really going to crash. And somehow we made it through. And I have to say, part of the reason we made it through is because we did that GoFundMe. And so many of you were very generous. And Terry, you know, there's no way Terry, I don't think Terry would be alive now if it wasn't for the help we got from all of you.
Oh, yeah.
So in any case.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, I just unmuted you. Thank you, Don, for your comment. Anyone else want to make a comment? I'll ask a question. Everyone's speechless. Yeah. Did somebody just say when?
Hey, I love you guys.
Yeah. But that's Brian, right?
Oh, no, Brian's over here in the corner.
Sorry. But you know what? It's okay to love us. And
I do.
The most important thing is how this work is helping you in your life. You want to share that, Brian, since you're sticking your foot in your mouth?
Absolutely. Well, this work has been, you know, I got started listening to you and kind of just getting to know you roughly 10 years ago. And so I go through different stages in my life. And at this particular stage, I needed a lot of support because, like Terry, I am dealing with some very heavy issues in my life. And when I called, there you were. So I appreciate everything that you do. God bless you.
Thank you. Are you getting through your heavy issues?
Little by little.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else want to share something?
Yeah, I can say that for myself, you know, I had gone through some difficult times and discovered you in the calls. And it's been an honor to help and greet and meet the various people that you recommend who have helped me, such as Dr. Drucker and Kimberly, not to mention the so many insightful things that I, you know, listen to many times on BBS. I listen to the replays, and each time I listen, I pick up like a deeper version of it. So there are layers to those replays. So there's some great wisdom to be mined in there. So I really appreciate it very much. It has helped me tremendously. I view life differently. Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, hi, Wynn. Unlike many channels and things that occur, I mean, there's a plethora on YouTube and everything. I knew from the start that what was coming through Terry was legitimate, you know, and real. And that's always been very refreshing to me to know that this is more than speculation, for me at least.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You know, I've had many ups and downs. In fact, right now I'm on an upswing, but I mean, I've been up and down all through this, time being on the call, and it provided a platform, to express love, even when one felt like maybe, close to hopeless or something,
Yeah, it creates a constant reference point, right? That you can count on, kind of a grounding. Yeah.
Right. An anchor.
Right. Anyone else? Well,
this is Shirley, and you helped me with awareness of patterns, and.
Shirley, get a little closer to your microphone. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, yeah, kind of close.
Okay, am I better now?
Much better.
Okay, I wanted to thank you for helping me understand the awareness of the patterns of how you go through the patterns and the awareness of the different timelines and how we're all one and what grace is. And I want to thank both you and Terry. You helped me out tremendously.
Well, I am so honored that we did that. And, you make me feel guilty. Did you know that?
No. Why?
It's because quite some time ago, there was a point where we were doing readings for people. And I stopped doing them because at that time, Terry, it was really hard. The readings were really good. But Terry ended up processing people and sleeping for a day after a reading or for some people. And so we stopped doing it, and we never really started again. But when we stopped, I said to people, people were really wanting to get a reading, and Shirley put $100 down for the next time we started doing readings again, and we never started. So,
oh yes, you did. You've always been. You have come through with. I don't even have to submit the question. You answer it, and you read me so well that I feel I owe you $1,000 for how much you've helped me.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, so forget the guilt.
we still may do the reading, though, okay?
Oh, that's not necessary. That's not necessary. You've helped me out in so many ways, so many times that, it's not necessary.
Well,
no,
I'm glad I've got you talking. Because I always see you there, and you're always kind of quiet in the background. And it's a pleasure to hear you talk.
Oh, well, thank you. I just want to thank you, though. I had lost my. I used to belong to ARE group, and it's just so nice. I really liked how you introduced Carla to us, and then how you introduced Terry Friedman to us, and all the remote healers that you've introduced, Fred, I'm going to call Dr. Drucker, I haven't established anything with Irwin yet, but I definitely felt the healing last week. It really, it was a different vibration, It's interesting how people have their own groups that work with them, their guides. And everybody has their own special gifts how you empower us to find ours. And I'm very grateful.
You could probably be a healer. You know that?
Oh, I've done some strange things. I have felt the energy flow out of my hands a few times, you know.
Yeah.
I've had some strange happenings happen, but I just don't make a profession out of it, you know.
All right. Well, thank you, Shirley, so much.
And
anyone else?
Hello, Wynn.
Is that Dharmananda?
Yeah.
Hey, Dharmananda.
Hello. Yeah, I really want to thank the Elohim for answering all the questions as I found out where I came from and why I'm here, you know. And those are the two biggest questions in my life. And now that I know, I do my best to keep my vibration high so I can really bring more love to this planet. So eventually we'll have world peace, I hope. So, and also the Elohim, you know, really helped me when I had broken ribs. I went in with pain after I talked to them. It was really great. And they healed really fast. So, you guys have done a lot more than you can realize to change people's lives.
I'm so glad to hear that. Because, you know, I worry about you because I know there's parts of you, your body, that are in pain. And I say, I really want to fix this guy. And,
well, I made a bad choice when I chose my parents. But I take responsibility for it.
Me too. But, you know, in retrospect, sometimes you make a bad choice because difficult parents cause you to grow more.
They weren't difficult. They were nice and loving, but, inherited this disease from my dad, and it's really debilitated me quite a bit the last 15 years or so.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
My kids got that from me, too, so I feel bad about that. But I think
Is it okay if I ask a question?
What's that?
Is it okay if I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this disease, is it okay if I ask, is it too personal if I ask what it is?
Ankylosing spondylitis.
Okay. I'll pray for you on that.
Anyway, I found out that taking colostrum, the growth factor, will help with that. So let me take it. I just started taking that now.
Colostrum?
Yeah. Growth factor, the bovine growth factor.
Mm. Yeah, I had Terry taking colostrum for a little bit, but she didn't keep it up. But, you know, a while back ago, you know, when she was in her worst case, it was really hard to keep her taking things. It's like she's getting good now because I think all the things she's taking are helping. But, you know, Dharmananda, I didn't think you were going to stay around, you know, because you had like what I would call new age overlays, and at least that's what I perceived, and I thought that, you know, our work is not really new age, but sometimes people with new age overlays get attracted to us. But they don't always stay around because it doesn't fit in the mold. So I'm so glad you did.
And thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been a seeker all my life, but New Age or not, it doesn't matter.
It's just
finding out what works and what doesn't work.
Right. Well, you know, it's hard in this realm because, you know, there are things that look good. They do look good. I mean, I used to, you know, look for all the time for things and, you know, read all kinds of things and went to all kinds of lectures in a period of my life looking for truth, so to speak. And you know what? It's like a lot of things touched me, but I didn't know how to work it. I didn't. And also, another thing is, I think this is true, is I had a potential that I didn't know that I had. And if I got involved with something that was lower than my potential, it would just get boring really fast, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so in any case, thank you. Anyone else? All right. I am going. Anyone have any comments? Have any ahas from yesterday's channeling of Terry? I thought it was kind of a breakthrough. Not only in, I think one of the breakthroughs was Terry was really clear and present. Or maybe she wasn't present, but sources were present through her. And she always brings through great information, but she's not always so present. You know, she'll be saying, wait a moment, or whatever. And it was a new breakthrough in clarity of communication for me. And I, this afternoon, I took a couple of things out of it and edited it. I'm not going to play the whole thing, just a couple short excerpts, which I thought I would play to reiterate. I don't think I got all. There's more than what I took out. But one thing was my question on archangels. Another thing I remembered was they're talking about the angelic realm and how angels, and I even resist using the term angels. Terry, do they use the word angel in the higher realms?
Yeah, it's a real being.
Yeah, that's the word they use. They don't just say helper or healer, they use the word angel.
No, angel.
Right. That angels didn't necessarily have wisdom. They just were very loving. And that Terry came from the sixth density, which is pretty high. And, you know, the beings at the higher densities don't necessarily have the wisdom of this realm. They have the ability probably to work energy and project energies and have empathy. And I suppose if they're healing people, or what they do is they do a life review and they talk to someone who has crossed over and ended up in that realm, and they help them to clear any of the negativity that was still stuck in them. Am I right, Terry? Is that the description?
Yeah, when somebody comes and they have a life review, the more knowledge the angel has of giving the review of how people work and how they think and everything, the better he can help them.
Like when somebody first starts doing life reviews, they have no idea what they're up against. Am I right?
Yeah, it's like, although they can do is listen, if they can't point out anything.
But when you were in sixth density, you had a teacher who was teaching you.
I did. I had a teacher.
How to work with beings in third density, since you didn't have a clue.
Well, that wasn't really their purpose. Their purpose was to show you that if you were unethical, how you could really get yourself in trouble. And this was very clear from watching people in the third density, because everything moved so slow there. People got really messed up in some of the higher realms, you know. Maybe they wouldn't get so messed up, but it made lessons really, really clear if you presented a situation in third density of a person being, like, say, going to the Roman games and laughing at the people getting killed. And then later on, those same people are born with polio and crippled. And so you could collapse the incidents on the time tree into a video and fast forward it and see what consequences were. So they were trying to teach us ethics, not necessarily how to work with anybody, just the effect your actions had upon your own self.
Mm-hmm. When you were working with people, did you get like a video of seeing their life?
I do now. I have to remember back. Well, they were sitting in front of me, and I could get little pieces of it, but they were struggling with it, and sometimes it would just be really unclear what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I'm going to play this little excerpt. Hope it plays. Hang on, then mute everybody.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Now, it's my understanding that Terry has spent quite a bit of time in the angelic realm,
yes,
doing life reviews for people.
Yes.
And where did she come from before she was in the angelic realm?
The sixth density. She had a lifetime in the sixth density where everything was harmonious. There was crystal castles. Life was very, very good. And she was trained by a teacher that would come each day. About once a week, the teacher would bring lessons learned from the lower levels, which would speed up time and would focus on an individual in the third density that was handling some kind of a life situation. And they were
often messing up and didn't know it. And then it, the time would be projected forward to the consequences of their actions. And she would listen to the lessons, which were meant to teach lessons in integrity and love and harmony. But she would think those people need help. And she heard about the heaven realm and so went to the heaven realm to see what she could do to help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one thing that we haven't talked about, I have a feeling most of what we're talking about is for people that have service to other predispositions.
They would be most interested, yes.
Yeah.
The other people that are service to self might not wish to hear any of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a service to self person would be always looking for people to control, to manipulate,
to have energy, to bring energy to their own self and their own focus.
Yeah. So they would have no interest in helping anybody. In fact, they'd have no interest in even receiving help that was going to make them more loving, because that's not what they want to do, right?
They are seeking energy, and that they're in the third entity, the physical realm, they're seeking property and trappings of the realm that will mm-hmm. make them feel more self-important.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard this said more than once. Not from you, I don't think. I don't think I ever asked a question. And the question is, it's been said that in 3D, in a physical incarnation, you have the potential to evolve faster in any other realm, as difficult as it is. You have the potential to work out your stuff here better. Can you comment on that?
Things are slower, so you get more time to examine, and you, like, if things are moving in slow motion, you get a chance to evaluate better and see what are actually the details. However, many people don't get it, and so they do not take advantage of the ability to grow. And they have to get the lesson more than once, often.
Mm-hmm. Way more than once,
yes.
I think.
Yes, because it's based on a belief system that mm-hmm. they believe is true, that was really only true for one or two times, but then they keep recreating the pattern mm-hmm. and recreating mm-hmm. the outcomes, and so they keep reinforcing it.
And there's a phrase that you used a long time ago, more than once, called gross repeating cycles.
Yes.
And I think you were talking about planetary cycles as well as individual cycles. In other words, people keep repeating the same lessons, and they don't really...
They do not get the lessons. They keep recreating the same errors in reasoning and outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As if they think, well, this time it's going to be different. And the outcome's going to be different. But I know if I keep making the same actions that I think are right, that this time the outcome's going to be different, but it never is.
And somebody's listening.
Somebody has a need to be right. So it's as if they're twisting the arm of the physical realm, trying to make it agree to their warped sense.
Somebody's listening to this call right now, and they say, that's me. I'm going through these patterns. What do? I want to get out of it. I don't want to keep coming back going through the same pattern. What would you tell them?
Observe. First of all, observe what your pattern is. Take a look at others. Do they... successful, somebody that is loving and has a good family and is providing love for his family, what is the difference between their outlook and your outlook? It provides clues for where your sense of the now, of what's going on, may be warped, or the potentials that are available to you, and you may not want to let go of your pattern because you feel it's necessary for survival. But take a good look at that. How are the other people doing that don't have that pattern? Are they surviving?